Okay, good morning, everybody. Morning, everyone, and welcome. I'm Peter Ashman. I work at the BMJ Group, and I'm also on the SCM Association board. And so I would like to welcome those of you who've come from outside England to this meeting, just to let those of you who have come from abroad know that England is officially in drought at the moment, as you can tell from outside. Since they announced the drought, it hasn't stopped raining. So welcome to the English weather. Michael Mabe, the CEO of the STM Association, asked me to put together this program about a year or so ago. And we gathered a team of people to try and decide which were going to be the most interesting topics for a medical seminar. And almost any of these that we considered probably could have put a whole day seminar together. Some of these fascinating, challenging, irritating, annoying, but hopefully mainly enjoyable features of the medical publishing market in which we work. Falling library budgets, questions about the viability and integrity of continuing peer review, the transition that many of us are still experiencing from print to online publishing, the increase in user-generated content, greater use of social media, issues around publication fraud and plagiarism, an increasing demand for people to mine our data, and the small issue of open access. All of those we probably could have put an entire program together around, but we decided not to do any of those. Come back next year perhaps for those. But we wanted to focus on four key areas that we're going to be talking about today. And the first of those will be the session around the really interesting developments that are going on within the hosting area. And I think we're delighted that we've got the five major players all on the same platform to talk about some of the developments that they're doing, and particularly around the areas of search and discoverability. That whole area has become very, very interesting. You'll all know about that. And we're looking forward to hearing from those people later on this morning. We wanted to put a seminar together also around the fact that more and more research over the next few years is going to come not so much from the West, but from India and China, and how do medical publishers in particular adapt to those changes. So we've got a really interesting session on there. The relationship between medical publishers and the pharmaceutical industry is always an interesting one, but with increasing regulation, what are the issues for us as medical publishers there? And also integrating content into the clinician's workflow and greater use of tablets and mobile platforms for the clinicians, I think, is also a really interesting area. So those are the four areas that we're going to focus on today. And thank you in advance to all of you who have come to speak today. Clearly, in a room this size, we're going to get to know each other pretty well during the course of the day. It's nice and cozy. Hopefully, also, there'll be plenty of time for interaction and discussion after the talks. But going back to when Michael asked me to put the program together, my first choice of speaker is Howard Bauchner, who is going to talk to us first this morning. Howard is a friend. He did work for us as editor-in-chief of one of our journals at the BMJ. He's also was on the interview panel when I became publishing director at the BMJ, so I do owe him a beer or two. But we're particularly grateful that he's come all the way over from Chicago today exclusively for this. And so I'm going to hand over now to Howard Bauchner and talking about his first year as editor of JAMA. Howard.